So I was thinking about Cache Creek, and I was thinking, you know what? Cache Creek's like a misunderstood teenager. There's nothing wrong with what teenagers do. I mean, there's absolutely nothing wrong with what my son does at 13 and 14. If you look at it from one point of view, it's completely mysterious. Why would anybody in their right mind ever do that, you know? But if you look at it another point of view, this is a young person trying on different personalities in order to find his own someday. So he tries on this hairdo, tries on this hairdo. Wears this kind of clothes, wears those kind of clothes. Changes weekly sometimes. And that's pretty bizarre from somebody's point of view. But if you understand what teenagers need to do and how they need to grow, you look at it as a beautiful process. He's growing and changing and trying on different personalities. So the same problem with a creek. I think a lot of people think there's things wrong with this creek. The creek erodes banks. The creek floods here. The creek does that. The creek's not wrong. It's troublesome, and it's hard to understand, and it's not tidy. No. And it's not one of those little creeks that's going to wander down through a path and have, you know, things on the side of it. It's going to rip here, and it's going to rip there. That's what it's done for tens of thousands of years. And that's why the gravel miners are here, is because it brought all that gravel down. In fact, we're on a big fan. I don't know if you've ever seen it. This enormous fan. You can look on Google Earth and see. You just get way back and you go, what's that thing? And it's this fan that comes shooting out of where the valleys constrain. And it's just this big fan that we're all on right now that over thousands and thousands of years is the dumping of the gravel with the mountains wearing down up there. It was very cool to see. The creek's not threatening anything. The creek does what it does. We have conflicts, but you could just as well say the gravel miners are threatening the creek, or the agricultural interests are threatening the creek. You could say that just as easily, but we don't. What there is there's a conflict between the activities of the creek and the activities of other people. And what we need to do is deal intelligently with conflict. Conflict's healthy, but you need to deal intelligently with it and lovingly and work something out. And my own opinion is people don't understand the natural dynamics of creeks well enough to deal with that conflict.